we now start, just in time.
Hello, I am Erin, as you can see here, and this is my first time I'm giving a talk. So let's begin talking. Okay. To talk about Wieland compositors. So here you can see. I'm Erin. I work at Turris, Tzenik. You can see my work, GitLab, if you want to see stuff. There is source code related to this talk on there as well. If you want to stalk me, there are websites where you can text me, probably. So let's begin. I have to say, disclaimer, I will be talking about Wieland. I'm not paid by IBM or Red Hat to shill it. I also do not use any generative AI, so you will see that graphical design is my passion. And the license, you can see. Okay. Okay. Long time ago, before probably I was even born, there was only X11 on Linux, even before X11, X386. And you had this one big X11 server. You had an application communicating with it using the protocol. If you want to do some compositing, you had extra program for the compositing. And you probably want a window manager, because using X without a window manager is kind of pain. In the X server, you had drivers specific for your graphical device, input stuff, and that was kind of tedious, so there were a lot of restructuring done. We have now in the kernel DRM responsible for rendering stuff. You have a Mesa project implementing graphics APIs programs can use, KMS for mode setting, so yeah, and FDF in a kernel for events. X11 so to use that. But yeah, you still have the separate window manager compositor application thing running with the one big X11 server, which is a design from the 80s. I've read, does anyone know the handbook for Unix haters? Yeah, even then, XORG was criticized. So nothing new. But then we got to Wieland, and Wieland compositor is like not one Wieland compositor, just the arrow between the Wieland compositor and application is the Wieland. This is probably your normal desktop stack. It's the desktop stack I run on this computer. But as we will see later, you don't have to run it in this way. So we eliminated all the separate components, the big X server with the old Arkane APIs, and just using this. So, first of all, desktop dev on embedded. Like I said before, I work at Turris. We do open source routers, and we have a new one. There is a display, there is a D-pad you can use for navigation, it's just arrow keys. And by the way, the back button from the left, like if you look on the front, is F1 key. And it runs Turris OS, which is a system based on OpenWRT. And on OpenWRT, there ain't many things related to GUIs. Actually, good surprise, they have a repository with GUI stuff, but most of the things are outdated or missing. Like, I think the Wieland protocols are like 6 years old. I couldn't even run a terminal on it. And there's also no proper UDA thing. There is a libUF0, and you can look at the repo. If you love conspiracy theories